page 6.
So, part 1, human rights. Starting with chapter 1, human rights, what are they? Well, human rights are a moral code by which every individual person's humanity is respected and protected. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, 1948, was developed and agreed by all members of the United Nations as a result of the Holocaust and atrocities of World War II. It is the responsibility of governments to ensure human rights and to put in place the necessary systems and laws to uphold those rights. Human rights are fundamental, they are basic, essential, value. They are universal, they are for everybody, everywhere. And they are indivisible. You can't have one right without the others. They provide, in particular, dignity. Each individual is valued for themselves, not for their economic status or usefulness. Freedom and protection from discrimination, from violence and abuse, from torture and degrading or inhuman treatment. Equality, all people are equal regardless of their situation, status, gender, sexuality, age, disability and faith. And justice, the right to social supports and protection, liberty and self-determination. Absolute, qualified and limited rights. The rights set out in the Human Rights Act are divided into absolute, limited and qualified rights. Now, absolute rights give absolute protection and can never be interfered with, not even in times of war or national emergency. Lack of resources is never an excuse for interfering with an absolute right. Examples are the prohibition of torture, inhuman and degrading treatment. Then there are qualified rights. These are rights that the state can lawfully interfere with in certain circumstances. Generally, in such articles, the right is set out at the start and then qualified within the article by certain criteria, such as whether the interference is in accordance with the law, it is in pursuit of a legitimate aim, and whether it's necessary in a democratic society. So an example could be the right to respect for your private life or the right to freedom of expression. Limited rights are limited in ways and circumstances which are set out in the text of the particular article itself. Example for this would be Article 5, the right to liberty and security. For further information, see www.yourrights.org.uk/your-rights.the-human-rights-act/. Now, civil and political rights. Now, there are rights relating to participation in public life, such as right to a fair trial, freedom of speech, and freedom from torture. Economic, social, and cultural rights. They would be rights that concern the production, development, and management of material for the necessities of life, the right to preserve and develop one's cultural identity, and rights that give people social and economic security. For examples, the right to food, shelter, and health care.
Page 8.
Then there are states' obligations. States have two types of obligations within human rights treaties, negative and positive. A positive obligation requires the state to take steps to prevent or protect the right. For example, making information accessible or prevention of hate crime or domestic violence. A negative obligation is where the state must not take certain actions. For example, the state must not kill or subject people to torture or ill-treatment.